Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
8, 9, 10. Tuesday again.
It does seem that there's precipitation disproportionately on Tuesdays. Since Yates pointed that out, you could call it confirmation bias. He's not saying it doesn't rain or snow on any other day or that it rains or snows every Tuesday. But boy, it seems a lot of Tuesdays it's raining or snowing, and I don't find the same thing every other day.
First thing I do this morning is I look outside my window. I'm like, damn, Alan Yates is right again.
Hilarious. Hey, man.
First thing.
Something going on.
The first thing. 4 a.m., first thing I say to myself.
Living in a simulation and the button broke.
The button is broken, Max, absolutely. There's no other explanation for it to precipitate more Tuesdays than not.
What do we do? The button broke. Ah, they're not going to notice.
Yeah, they're not gonna. The cloud button's up there. It's fine.
What up, Key? What's going on?
What up, bank robber? 2 days in a row with the hat, huh?
Man, I'm just living, man. I'm just living, you know? Yeah, that's okay. About all. Trying to stay dry.
So if I was a bank robber with the hat, like, what are you?
I'm a Dodger fan.
Yeah. He actually looks like a coach right now. Yeah, with the Los Angeles. Yeah. What you can't really say. Well, it could be anything, right?
Yeah. He looks like a narc.
I'm a Dodger.
You look like a narc.
Look like
that's what you look
Jay,
like.
You
right
look
now.
Like an affortment. Like I don't wear a hat. You take the hat off. It's a wire.
What
you're
talking
underneath.
About? We sell Gatorade and gum and whatever.
I don't look like a narc.
I just came here for the packages.
Well, yeah, actually.
Narcs don't look like me. No.
You can't tell
if
me.
If a narc looks like me, then something in the world has really changed.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, the narc is a guy that you look so conspicuous.
See, I couldn't
like
be a narc, though.
Overly conspicuous,
let,
you know?
I couldn't be a narc because I let you go as a criminal, Jay.
Well, I'm not wearing a hat today.
But I would let you go as a criminal. Just because I can't, you know, arrest you or anything like that. I got to let you go. You're a brother. You know what I'm saying? I got to give you a break.
What about me?
No,
I'm
going
sure to make sure you get 40 years. I'm planting everything on you, Max.
I'm going right to jail. He's going to plant the drugs on me.
I'm
going to
go.
Sprinkle some crack on him.
I'm going to go rob somebody.
Some crack.
I'm going to go rob somebody with you in the car, then blame you.
He's the one that set up the whole strategy.
We invented those tricks. How dare you?
Yeah, that's the. And I'm turning it on you now. All right. Yeah. Well, you know, turning in the way.
Yeah. Speaking of turning, let's turn our attention.
You're chumping at the bit. I can feel it in your bones.
Struggle.
Champing. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
Okay, champing, whatever.
It's champing at the bit.
Champing.
Okay, champing at the bit. Yeah. But who said that that's right?
Yeah. Well, this is what happens multiple times. No, you say something and Max is like, during break, he'll hit the mute button. Jay, you actually know it's this way. I'm like,
but I'm asking you, champing and champing. Who said it's right? Either way. Who said that? Who told
champing?
You that
well,
in
champing
life?
Predates chomping, and then over time, people kept saying chomping, and now either one is acceptable, but if you want to sound like you know what you're talking about, you say champing.
But Max, who's I just really quick, I want you to
who
tell
says?
Me.
I mean, look at
who says
older dictionaries, you know?
Who created the older dictionary?
It's not on Google?
Who created the older dictionary, though?
Well, language evolves over time, Key.
And then eventually there are. I asked you a simple question.
You want the name of, like, Webster?
Not necessarily. Look, okay, well, what makes Webster right?
Language evolves over time, and then eventually there are some gatekeepers who codify it.
I had this conversation. I had this conversation with somebody who's, you know, extremely smart to a whole nother level. Like, literally, we're having a conversation. And I said, whoever said that T-O-O or T-O or W-A-N-T or W-O-N-T.
Owens?
Like, whoever said.
Two.
Yeah, like, whoever said it was right or wrong. Why can't you just be T-O or T-O-O or W-A-N-T?
Whoever said it was right.
So I just end up writing the number two when I say two.
But whoever said it was right or wrong, Max?
I want number two.
Like, just because you say that's right. Oh, God. Just because you said it was right doesn't mean anything.
I just want you to know.
That's right.
Well, I forgot. Actually, it means a lot.
We must speak the king's English, Max.
As Yates has said, you know? John.
I don't think distinguishing between the three different spellings of two is the king's English, but, but
John,
okay.
John is now a word in the dictionary.
Is it?
Just yes, you know,
I think
officially.
I said that to you. What are you talking about?
I'm just bringing it up. That's all. I'm just bringing it up.
It may, hey, Max, it may not be. It may not be the king. It may not be the king's English. Yeah. But the moment that you spell it wrong or you say it wrong,
yeah.
It's a, you have to be corrected. But who That's said right. it was right to begin with?
Are we passing?
I just like correcting people.
No, not you. Not necessarily you. Just people in general.
Are we past like when you spell like one of these words incorrectly, like on Twitter, like the Twitter police come out, like, oh, you spelled it wrong.
Yeah. I don't.
Are we still doing that?
No,
is that still a thing?
Oh no! I'm highly judgmental when I see that on Twitter.
You would have to tell me, Jay.
Yeah.
How to spell stuff on Twitter because I don't.
Yeah, I got you. That is Max's thing though. Like Max will like when somebody criticizes Max on one of his takes, he's like, "This guy came and spell right."
Yeah, I don't. But sometimes it betrays a lack of understanding of like the word itself. Like,
but that's my whole point. Who said it was right or wrong?
Someone says that gets worse and worse over time. Oh, no, it's not with a T. It's worse. Are you under the impression the word is worse?
Okay, but whoever said that they used a T that was wrong or right? Like who?
So
somebody from where?
The Brits.
It does say
champing here. Champ at the bit is to show impatience at restraint. Be restless.
Okay, so I've been champing and chomping both at the bit to get to the Jimmy Garoppolo story.
That's true. Yeah. Jimmy Garoppolo plans to sign with the Las Vegas Raiders, gentlemen.
Woohoo!
Sources told our very own ESPNs, of course, Diana Russini and Adam Schefter. So Jimmy G, 3 years, $67.5 million, including $34 million guaranteed. He will be reunited with Raiders coach Josh McDaniels, who served as the Patriots' offensive coordinator during Jimmy G's 3 years in New England. Key?
Yo.
I like this move. You lost Derek Carr. You replaced him with a cheaper alternative who actually has much more playoff experience. I like it for the Raiders. What do you think?
Playoff experience with better teams, but I understand.
Well,
what
that
you're
is also true. I mean, I wouldn't have liked as much as Rodgers for them.
What
but
is liking?
It's the same thing to me. You know how I feel about quarterbacks. It's the same thing when you got a system that does certain things or looking for you to do certain things. You know, all of a sudden, Renfro's getting ready to be your Julian Edelman. He's getting ready to be your Wes Welker. That is what he is getting ready to be. Although he was thriving in that role before, he's getting ready to take it up to another level. You're going to see Devontae Adams' production slide down slightly. You're going to see Waller's go up. They've got exactly what they're looking for in a quarterback that's going to do exactly what they need to do and not turn the football over, manage the game with perfection, and try and build a defense. And there's nothing wrong with that. I don't see, you know, if they decide to select a quarterback at some point in the draft this year or next year, then he becomes the bridge for that guy a couple years from now. I'm fine with it.
Yeah, I'm okay. I mean, what? Familiarity breeds confidence, right? So 3.5 seasons under Josh McDaniels, like he's familiar with the robust offensive scheme. Like there is a comfort level with where the franchise is going. It to me, it almost feels like this is like the Alex Smith-like role, like what he carried with the Chiefs, right? Like I would think that you would draft a quarterback if a guy like Richardson or, you know, Leavitt is available. And this way, Jimmy G is the right person to pass the torch because he understands how to win at a high level.
You know, like how people come out with columns before free agency. This is where I think everyone should go. To me, like Jimmy G was all the Jets really needed to be pretty damn good, right? And to me, the Raiders needed a little more. So if they get Aaron Rodgers, I'm thinking, oh boy, look out for the Raiders now. But the Jets getting Aaron Rodgers makes them better than if they had Jimmy G, but it's almost like more than they actually needed. They're still waiting for him. The Raiders, I think, need more than Jimmy G to push a team like the Chiefs in that division. I think they'll be competent. I think they'll be a 500-ish team, and I like it because, Key, I know you bristle at this because you think Derek Carr's really good. Between Carr and Jimmy G, they, you know, Jimmy G maybe make some better decisions.
He
Carr
just
has
said
a better
the
arm.
Same thing.
Yeah.
He just said they're the same thing. He
right, that's
that.
True. That's yeah. true.
Don't twist
but
his words.
Same thing for the Raiders, yeah.
For the
same
Raiders,
for
yeah.
Raiders.
So that's how I feel.
Derek
More or less.
Derek Carr's a better quarterback than Jimmy G.
I would agree.
For what the Raiders want to do, it's the same thing. So they're not going anywhere.
Yeah. Exactly, Key. It's kind of like running in place.
Even if they had Aaron Rodgers, it's the same thing. It's a hamster wheel.
But Rodgers would do a little. Rodgers, you get.
Okay,
a,
so Rodgers wins one more game.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah,
right. Like, what is that really going to do for you?
Right. Where do you think this even puts him in the division? Like, you know, obviously the Chiefs are the cream of the crop in the division. Like, the Chargers are still going to be good. Like, they made the playoffs last year. Denver has, you know, you have a new head coach and Sean Payton that's going to transform the system. Like, are they
take like
still,
a year maybe to get good?
You think though? So? I don't know if it's going to take them a year. I think they're going to hit the ground running. I think it's going to be different.
To get good, I don't mean like because they're
coming.
Who do you
think is going to be a better team, the Broncos or the Raiders? Whew. You're saying that the Chargers.
I'm going to say the Broncos with Sean Payton.
Okay. Key.
I don't know.
I put the Raiders fourth.
When you get to 3-4, it doesn't really matter at this point because it's a two-team race in this division. It's Kansas City and then it's the Chargers that they could turn the corner. And then after that, you know, Sean Payton adds a couple games, but they're not gonna be significantly major upgrades. They got a lot of stuff they got to do. They got to fix some stuff. Van Joseph comes over on the defensive side of the ball. He's got to implement his defensive scheme. They've got to figure out how to get the tackle all involved on the offense. It's a lot. But they're 3-4. They're going to flip 3-4.
I just feel like I trust in their defense. I mean, we'll see if the Raiders' offense can get healthy. But Denver's defense is what kept them in so many games this year. If they can figure out that offense.
No doubt.
Seems like they have the pieces.
And Jimmy G's got to stay healthy.
Yeah, exactly.
Jimmy G's got to stay healthy. He's got one of the best winning percentages ever when he's healthy, but he misses like half the game. So that's
a big thing. He reminds me of another guy who plays another sport.
Hold on.
What?
Oh, yes. In the town in which you reside. Listen.
I didn't say anything. I just said another guy who plays.
Then the question becomes, are the Raiders going to draft a quarterback? It doesn't have to be in the first round, but are they going to draft a quarterback? Yeah, so, all you got to do is go like that, and everyone knows who you're talking about.
They've been balling.
Yeah.
The squad been balling. I owe your squad an apology today.
D'Angelo Russell, an official apology. D'Angelo Russell has really been balling, yes.
AD's been balling.
Yeah, I watched the Knicks game.
Yeah, but he owned that.
I watched the Knicks game. Oh, okay.
AD owned it afterwards.
I didn't mention any names, Max. All I asked Jay was, did he watch the game? I didn't say any names.
I hear you.
I love how the Knicks just had their best stretch ever, and the Nets are still percentage points better than them in spite of the fact that this season's a disaster. We could talk about that another time. With Mike White signing in Miami and Jimmy G in Vegas, what does this tell you about where the Jets are with Aaron Rodgers?
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 80. So we're presented by Progressive Insurance, and we're going to ask you this question today. Which team has helped themselves the most in free agency so far? 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776. All right, so, for example, the Miami Dolphins signed Mike White. It's a nice little quarterback room, right? You got a guy who's good, but let's see if his health holds up, and then you got a nice backup behind him.
Yeah. I mean, I would have sold Jalen Ramsey more than I would have sold Mike White as it relates to the Miami Dolphins, but that's fine.
Yeah, although Mike Tannenbaum was talking about Jalen Ramsey had a really bad year last year. You know, really inconsistent. And Mike White, as a backup quarterback, if you need him for two or three games, he could hold it down.
I'm going to talk to Mike Tannenbaum about that at 7:30 when he comes on our show.
Excellent. What does this...
Mike Tannenbaum said it. Hell, did you listen to your show yesterday, Max?
What about it?
The guy that hosted it with you. You know, he said that too. Just was wondering if
you know. No, you said he was still elite.
I said he was still good if he could still get back to form, but he struggled last year.
You said he was top 4 or 5.
If he can get back to form, yes, he'll be top 4 or 5. Last year he did struggle. It was a lot of the.
All right, what is this?
Come on, Max. Give Key credit, damn it.
I always give Key plenty of credit.
Try to give it to Mike Tannenbaum.
He doesn't listen to his own show.
By the way, and Key, when you said, was on this show talking about, let's be honest, we got the tape.
By the way, Key, when you said your own co-host said it, he looked at me like, who's my co-host?
I thought he was talking about this just then. So,
no, it's...
The point is, Key, what surprised me is that on the one hand, you were indicating in certain ways maybe he struggled, but then when push came to shove, you said
they can have two elite corners if they play at the level. See, yeah, you weren't listening yesterday. Don't even worry about it. You listening? Got a lot. Yeah, you got a lot here, to do, I, man.
We were praised
don't
for
look
having
at me.
Listening
don't look at
yesterday.
Me. I wasn't.
What are you talking about? All right,
you got a lot going on back.
Well, that
that
much is true.
True.
I can't really deny it. Hey, what do you think this all means, though, with Mike White and Jimmy G signing? The Jets are with Aaron Rodgers.
Well, they wasn't the only two that signed. You got to remember Carr signed, too. So
yes,
they lost out on three quarterbacks, mm-hmm. essentially. It certainly felt like that they had their guy wrapped up. And it still feels that way. I don't know what Aaron Rodgers is doing. I have no idea. But it feels like all signs are pointing that he's playing for the Jets next season. Mike White was a backup. He was going to be the backup no matter where, if he was stayed with the Jets, which they probably didn't want to do because you still got Zach Wilson there as the backup quarterback on a salary that's guaranteed. And Mike White's a free agent. Then you would have to pay him, carry three guys. And Jimmy G realized, I'm not messing around with y'all. Best opportunity for me is to be with an offensive coordinator that I know in Josh McDaniels with the Raiders, which made all the sense in the world. I know the tie-in is because when you look at San Francisco and you look at Robert Saleh ran the defense. He didn't run the offense. The success that Jimmy G had in New England was under Josh McDaniels, so that made all the sense in the world. And then Carr made the decision best for him and his family in New Orleans, and now they're just waiting on Aaron Rodgers. Whatever, I don't know what he's doing, but it seems like he's going to the Jets, but I don't know what he's doing.
Nobody knows what he's doing. I mean, it's
does he know what he's doing? Well,
Trey Wingo, who used to work here at ESPN, came out the other day and pretty much said it was a done deal. And he was the first one also to report that the Jets and Aaron Rodgers were actually speaking. So there's some validity behind.
He talking to a good source.
Yeah, yeah. A decent source. But, like, I get confused with this whole thing because why hasn't he done it already? Like, it seems like they're just in purgatory as relates to Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, what could be the motivation to not
have
done
it already? Maybe he's just, he wants you to talk about him for a few more days. Maybe
we've been talking about him since the season ended.
Okay, well, he wants you to talk for some more days.
But then you got, I get confused because then you got Brandon Marshall who played for the Jets, who came out a week and a half ago and congratulated Aaron Rodgers on an incredible career and congratulated him on retirement. Which is weird. But then I see footage of Brandon Marshall with I Am Athlete, his podcast series, talking about where we going to New York. You're going down to Tribeca. And he's like, I just don't know. He's like, is there a timeline? He's like, soon. I'm like, but what does soon mean? I'm getting irritated with the buffering. Like, I'm tired of it buffering. I just want an answer.
Do you think, like, my theory is, because I know, like, I think conventional wisdom, guys, is that, like, he likes everyone talking about him. My theory is, his options have dwindled to the Jets or to the Jets. Like, he has no options, actually. And so, or retire.
Or
he's not going to retire permanently, like, even if he steps away for a minute. Come on, let's be realistic. But I think that he recognizes he must, that the Jets have a good chance to win with him, and he has a good chance to win. I'll bet you he doesn't want to be in New York, and he would rather, but the media is very tough in New York. I think that maybe he would prefer somewhere else and maybe is seeing if there's any other destination. And that's the procrastination maybe, because otherwise, why wouldn't you have already done it? Right? Why wouldn't you? By the way, if I'm a Jets fan, you know what I'm hoping for? If I'm a Jets fan, and I'm not, I don't like the Jets, I'm a Giants fan. If I'm a Jets fan, I'm hoping it falls through. And now the Jets are left with no one. They have to go get Lamar Jackson. Because if I'm a Jets fan and I'm like, oh, my God, we landed Lamar Jackson? It's not just that we have one or two bites at the apple with Aaron Rodgers. We might be the best or one of the best teams in football for the next 6 or 7 years.
It's just harsh because the Ravens can match. So yep. Even if the price is astronomical, the Ravens can just match and that's over.
That's right.
The Jets aren't going to get involved in the Lamar Jackson sweepstakes just because of the relationships that Joe Douglas has with Ozzie Newsome. They're not going to negotiate for the Baltimore Ravens because the Ravens are going to match. They're not going to lose their star quarterback. Yeah. Despite it's a tough negotiation right now, but they're not going to lose their star quarterback. They would prefer him, from every indication that I have, they would just prefer him to sit out opposed to losing him with another team. Because if he sits out, guess what? People are going to look at him bad. They're not going to look at the Ravens bad, believe it or not.
I mean, I understand what you're saying about relationships, and sometimes relationships will trump business interests. But it is in the best interest of the Jets competitively to drive the price up on the Ravens, even if the Ravens have to overpay, because now the Ravens have less money for other positions.
10-year relationship goes a long way.
Yep.
Yep.
You may not value that, Max, but Joe Douglas values that.
I know. I get it. I'm saying I do understand it. It's just like, let's state plainly what it is. That relationship is interfering with the Jets' best interest, if that's the case.
Jets. Oh, it's the case.
Yeah, right. Jets fans, all right, here's your chance. How are you feeling about Aaron Rodgers right now? Plus, last year the Jaguars spent the most money in free agency, right, with quarterback who was presumptive 1 and 2 in that draft. It didn't work out that way, but it's Trevor Lawrence, Justin Fields. Since high school, those were 1 and 2. They had that guy. They spent the most money in free agency. They went to the playoffs. They won a playoff game. Could the Bears be next year's Jaguars?
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Jets are waiting on Aaron Rodgers, who seems to have no options, technically, he's under contract to the Packers. Technically, the Packers are on the hook for the money, so I suppose if he does nothing, they have to pay him, if not play him. But if they don't want him there, realistically, his only option is the Jets.
Can I tell you how it makes me feel, Max, real quick, Key?
It's
one of those situations. Have you ever been on a plane and you're going to your destination and you keep going in circles and you're like, why are we hovering?
Why are we not landing?
What the hell is going on? Yeah. It's like, I just want Aaron Rodgers to land the plane. Like, it's giving me anxiety. Like, I'm tired of hovering and circling around the airport. Like, I get it. I see the airport right below us.
Something wrong with the landing equipment, Rogers?
Just land it. Just land the damn plane.
You can't land the plane, Jay.
Why?
That's why you're circling. Because you can't land the plane right now. There's something going on at the airport that will not allow you to land the plane.
That's why I have anxiety, Key.
But what if the airport's saying, and air traffic control is saying, all clear?
Is it the landing gear? Is it the airport? Which one is it? Is it the plane?
It's the landing.
Is it the plane with the issue, or is it the airport?
I would hope that the plane didn't have an issue if you're circling.
Well, I mean, maybe the landing gear is having a hard time coming down. Maybe that means
maybe the pilot doesn't want to hit that button for the landing gear. He doesn't know if he wants to land
JFK. Take that airplane to another airport. Please, get it out of here. I don't want it landing in my airport then.
He doesn't want to land in Newark.
That's what I'm saying. It's making me question a lot of things, Key. I got a lot of questions in the air circling the airport.
Well, he's getting ready for a big conference that he has in May up in Denver, Colorado right now, too. So
hallucinogenics.
Maybe that's hallucinogenic. Huh?
He wants to clear his mind. This house. Well,
I'm sure his mind is clear, but he has something to speak about that he believes in, and so I'm sure some of that may be weighing on his mind about some of the stuff that he may want to do and where his future is going to be and all that. The Jets know. The problem is we don't know, and when we don't know, we get agitated. I was listening to Greeny on the rejoin, and I could tell Greeny's frustrated. You know, you got a player. You know, it's like. The guy, we just hit tampering just now. The tampering period just started. Free agency actually opens up tomorrow. Trades start happening and things start moving around. So let's just, you know, give it a day. Give it to the end of the week. Let's just see what it is.
No, I got it. It just makes you wonder if it is a done deal, will Aaron show up and work with some of these young players?
Or is he going to have to?
Okay, I'm just making sure because, I mean, I thought he would have done that last year, but he didn't.
If I'm Woody Johnson, I'll bypass Joe Douglas if I have to, if he and Ozzie Newsome are tight. And I'm saying, here's $250 million, Lamar. Here's $250 million. Here are my two draft picks. Here's $250 million. I would like Lamar Jackson, please.
It still doesn't solve your issues.
I'll tell you what, though, Key. You know this thing with Aaron Rodgers, you're going to bring that right into the locker room? Maybe it makes no difference. He's a great player. Rodgers is a great player. But he's not
a locker room problem. He's never been a locker room problem. People on his team like him. He's not a locker room problem.
I'm not saying that he is going to have bad relationships with his teammates, but you're bringing all that into your locker room. Put it this way. Who do you think would be better for the culture of the team, Lamar Jackson or Aaron Rodgers?
I would think either would be fine.
They'd be fine? The same?
Either one.
You have no preference between the two?
I would probably lean towards Lamar, me, frankly.
Lamar's teammates seem teammates seem to love him.
But Aaron Rodgers' teammates love him, too.
They love him? Certain teammates that he stuck his neck out for, that he has a good relationship with.
A majority, well, that goes for anybody. All teammates that you stick your neck out for are going to like you.
There's a handful of veteran guys.
The ones that you don't embrace are going to always feel that way about you. It's the same way with coaches. Some coaches are going to like players. Some players are going to like coaches, depending on whether or not they're playing. If you're playing a guy and a guy's getting buckets in basketball or catching balls, he's going to feel a certain way about coaches. I just don't want to act as though Aaron Rodgers is like this bad person in the locker room because that wouldn't be true.
I'm saying you're bringing that into the locker room, and there's a difference between a guy like that, let's say. Do you get the sense that Aaron Rodgers.
You have questions about Aaron Rodgers' leadership style.
Yes.
I think that's compared
the way, to, say, Joe Burrow or Jalen Hurts. You ever hear Joe Burrow and Jalen Hurts? Like, you hear reports about those teams. Oh, my God, Cincinnati, they love playing together. They love going to work. These guys pull together, the whole thing. You ever hear about Philadelphia, right? Like, the teams that have made the runs recently. Oh, my God. The Chiefs. Right, these are tight knit teams with leaders at quarterback who the team loves. I'm not saying Aaron Rodgers is a bad teammate, Key, or a poison in the locker room or something, but I think there is a difference there. Lamar Jackson, these guys seem to like every time Lamar's name comes up, you have teammates coming out and saying stuff about like going at whoever they feel is going at Lamar. I think there's a difference.
You want to take a caller and see what they think?
There really isn't a difference, though, Max. But go ahead and take a caller. Yeah.
Greco in Queens. You're on KJM ESPN Radio.
Good morning. Guess who's Bizak with Keyshawn, Max, and Jay Will. Tell them other callers they got to chill because Greco on the phone. I'm just keeping it real. Yeah. Come on, fellas. Tell me what's the deal.
I like it. Okay.
What you got, Greco?
I'm a Jets fan, man. So all this Aaron Rodgers holding us hostage, man. Just like what you just asked, Matt, I'd rather have Lamar than Aaron Rodgers, you know, for 1 year and try to get us to the chip. But I'm not really feeling him keeping everybody in limbo.
See, I mean, and what Jay brought up earlier, Key, Brandon Marshall tweets out congratulations as though Rodgers is retiring. Then he's got to take it back. Then Rodgers talks to Brandon Marshall, and he still hasn't made a decision, right? And he's going to tell everyone soon. The Packers have made it pretty clear they don't want him back. The Raiders just got Jimmy G. Miami looks all set. Where are the destinations for Rodgers? It's the Jets. So why haven't you just said the Jets yet? So there's anxiety because, like, is he going to pretend at least to retire temporarily? Does he just not want to play for the Jets after they flew across the country and he seems to have no other options other than retirement?
Yeah, well, who knows? Maybe Tampa Bay's in the cards. Mm. You know, you just don't. You don't know. You have no idea really what it is, but I believe it's the Jets. I think it's the Jets, and he's going to take his time to make the decision. He said it's going to end soon. Soon is not good enough for us, though, right?
Yeah, microwave.
Soon.
You ready for it to be like tomorrow night, not next tomorrow night.
Well, soon could be 2024. You know, soon.
Yeah, he's on a contract to the Packers. He's under no obligation to say anything at any point. He could just show up at camp for the Packers.
You got to learn to have patience, Max, in this news cycle. You know, you got to learn. You got to learn to just.
Yeah, you're not wrong. We like everything right now, but in Rodgers' case, the moment is pretty plain.
The guy said soon. Soon, he said soon 2 days ago. That could be Friday.
John,
we don't know.
John in Virginia. What's up, John?
Good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call. Mm-hmm. Hey, I got a response to Jay's stress over the Aaron Rodgers situation. Just stop talking about it. You're feeding him. You're feeding his ego, his narcissism. Just stop talking about it. There's plenty of other things to talk about. March Madness. Anything. What? Just stop talking about it.
John.
Then the other point.
John, I just want to interrupt for 1 second. I would love to talk about March Madness. It's Aaron Rodgers. Trust me, I would love to talk about March Madness.
Yeah, actually,
I can do all the seating, John. Yeah.
Actually, John, stop listening about Aaron. Like, the problem is that what we find is everyone wants to hear about Aaron Rodgers, and we're giving you what you want.
Actually, no. We're tired of hearing about Aaron Rodgers.
I think you are.
We don't want to hear about Aaron Rodgers. We'll hear enough about Aaron Rodgers when the decision is made, and ESPN will do nothing but Aaron Rodgers for 24/7. Until the season starts. So until that happens, give us all a break and talk about something else.
No, it's interesting.
You do realize, though, ESPN will not be the only sports outlet or outlet in general that will be talking about Aaron Rodgers.
But we set the agenda.
Doesn't matter, though. No matter what, yeah, but no matter what channel you turn to that has to do with sports, they're going to be talking about Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, and it's an interesting point, though, because...
So you're not getting away from it.
John is not wrong about... Like, yes, there's hard research done and everything that all these companies do in sports and politics and news and everything. And you find out what works and what doesn't work because they want to attract viewers. However, he's not wrong. So there's some hard data on that. But he's also not wrong in the sense that we do also make editorial decisions and certain assumptions. And they're not always right. In this case, though, I think it's pretty obvious people want to hear about Aaron Rodgers.
Look, I'm going to do my job, always. And Aaron Rodgers is probably the most polarizing figure in all of sports. Like, I'm kind of with John, though. Like, I've been over talking about Aaron Rodgers from the day the season ended. Like, and it does feel like every season, very similar to Brett Favre now. Like, we're waiting every single day on whatever little tidbit Aaron Rodgers drops, whether that's in a podcast, whether that's in a tweet. Like, it's like everything gets read into more in depth because you're trying to figure out what he's going to do. It's annoying as hell.
I don't know. I think thank God for Aaron Rodgers when you say that. We mentioned the Bears, and we're going to get into them.
Jay, he just texted me.
What'd he say, Soul?
No, he said he's going to think about it and come back in August.
Soon.
Hey, former Bears defensive end Alex Brown's coming up at 7:45 a.m. Eastern time. And Memphis Grizzlies guard Ja Morant, guys, he's entered a counseling program in Florida, remains without a timetable on a return to the NBA season. And guess what? We won't talk about Aaron Rodgers next. We'll give you a little Ja Morant. How's that, John? ESPN Radio.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
I'm talking about.
Yay, yay.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. So Ja Morant is in a counseling program. There's no return to the NBA date that has been set. The Memphis Grizzlies guard, and let's face it, NBA superstar, is in Florida at the counseling program. This is a court, sources told ESPN on Monday. This is Adrian Wojnarowski, ESPN senior NBA insider, of course, on the ESPN NBA halftime show. Listen to this from last night.
Tim McMahon, our colleague here at ESPN, and I are told that Ja Morant has entered into a counseling program in Florida. He has been away from the team. He'll continue to be away from the team now, seeking the help, the assistance that he said he would after that incident in that Denver nightclub. The NBA's investigation into Ja Morant and that incident that involved a gun, that continues. But right now, what we do know is that the Grizzlies are giving Ja Morant all the time he needs to get the help he needs, the assistance he needs. The league investigation continues, and there is no timetable right now on when he might return to the Grizzlies.
I'm proud of Ja getting the help that he really needs. This shows commitment. This shows accountability and addressing his issues head on for whatever that timetable is away from the team. You know, look, there's accountability around aiming lasers at an opponent's bus. Obviously, you know, having the issue with a teenager, showing a gun, threatening a mall security guard, brandishing guns on the internet. Like, these are all things that are critical that we talk about. But the last part, man, is something that really gets me. We always keep it a buck on this show. And the strip club incident where the pictures are being leaked really rubbed me the wrong way. It was like, oh, now you're trying to add, like, you're trying to create like a smear campaign on top of the things that he has to address. Just to let people know, like, these are common day occurrences for athletes, for a lot of people other than athletes too, who go to strip clubs daily and have drinks and watch, right? And go there for entertainment. The fact that his security people were there, the owner of the club even said that he wasn't drinking, he wasn't doing anything, he was exceptionally polite, he was an incredible person. There's $50,000 on the ground that he's given to a dancer. But now these photos are just, quote unquote, leaked. It pisses me off. I'm like, oh, where's the invasion of privacy here? Like, now suddenly, like, the New York Post has this, and it becomes this ongoing story, and people criticizing. I'm like, athletes go to strip clubs daily when they're on the road. Like, the owner was even talking about, yeah, we have Denver Bronco players in here. We have, you know, Denver Nugget players in here. But this is the one player that all of a sudden photos are leaked? It just seemed like a smear campaign.
I get that, but just as you might say, that is negative publicity that's not really germane. Some might say, yeah, but then he did other stuff, and one of the ways out of accepting responsibility in this country seems to be in modern life, hey, I need help. Now, I don't agree with that logic exactly. That is accepting responsibility, but I can see where people would say, even acknowledging your point, yeah, that's not really what this is about right now, although maybe it fits into a pattern. In other words, he is going to get help, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, whether or not that issue is something that needs to be addressed or not, he has other stuff that needs to be addressed too, which is why he's taking a step away, right?
Of course, but you can pinpoint different issues and have different conversations. It's not, I mean, you're able to separate them and compartmentalize
them.
So
are you bringing this up to say that there seems to be...
you know how many guys go to strip clubs daily?
Well, it's not even...
What's the motivation for this then?
It's not even that athletes go to strip clubs or adult entertainment or whatever you want to call it. All sorts of people. Politicians.
That's what I said, all people. Yeah.
Lawyers, doctors, people that you may work with, executives, things of that nature. Because it's John Morant in the situation that he's just recently gone through, people have an opportunity to seize the moment of fame, whatever that is that they feel they're getting out of taking a snapshot picture and giving it to whoever they give it to so that it could be leaked. If he didn't have the incident in Denver with the gun or the other incidents that went on, they probably never even gave those pictures to people.
I think the incident with the gun
was at the same strip club, Key.
Yeah, but I'm saying.
Same one.
I'm saying they probably wouldn't have even, if it wasn't the gun situation, they probably wouldn't have even bothered even leaking the photos.
In other words,
because they feel like they want to be a part of it. That's how they operate in this world that we live in now. They get an opportunity and they want to seize that moment. And they may not even, it's so monetary, they may not even get paid for it. It just feels good. I'm in the mix. And that's what people do.
But the wild part, Key, is it just comes straight from their security camera, man. That's like, you see the photo, that's straight from their security camera.
If it shows up in a publication like the Post, it's probably money changing hands. And I understand, Key, you're looking for that explanation, but I think you hit it already before. I don't think that they feel they want to be a part of it. Once a guy has done some stuff, there becomes an appetite in the media to produce negative stuff about the guy because he's in the crosshairs.
I just ask, because
they're selling it to the readers.
Where's invasion of privacy? Like, where does privacy come into this whole thing?
I understand, I think it's worthwhile.
He came through the back door. I'm not saying all the other stuff adds to this issue, but he came through the back door with his own security, and there was no issue.
Meantime, he ain't playing basketball because he's getting himself out.
That's a whole other conversation with the Grizzlies.
KJM, ESPN Radio. Much more coming right up.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.